We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm not sure we'll get any phone calls for this because I feel like with all the stressful things that can go wrong with a wedding, the wedding invitation is like, Hannah, are you okay over there?
I'm just freaking out over this wedding invitation.
She dropped her phone. But like the wedding invitation is like the easiest. You just make some wedding invitation, put some stamps on it, and send it out. Did anyone have the wedding invitation part go wrong? Like you were trying to invite people and they never got it, or maybe some people got some invitations that weren't supposed to get it. Like, what else could go wrong when it comes to wedding invitations? 855-444-6342. It's 855-444-MEGA when you call us. If you've ever had a wedding invitation, I feel like AB's friend, who she's the maid of honor for, is the only person who's ever had a wedding invitation malfunction.
Well,
how?
My friend London sent out her wedding invites in June, so like a couple weeks ago, and she didn't know that June is Dog Bite Awareness Month, which who knows
who
that?
Would know that?
But apparently,
everybody, clearly you guys don't celebrate Dog Bite Awareness Month. I'm always doing a big party for it. Yeah,
who knew that would get in her way? Because she went to the post office, sent all her invites out and like, you know, put the stamps on it, did everything you're supposed to do. But they stamped over her stamp a fat picture of a dog and it says Dog Bite Awareness Month on every single one of her invitations.
That kind of does suck because you do want like your like the invitation to be like aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. I will put a picture of it on our story because it's crazy.
Did she mail you one? Because you're the maid of honor.
No, she just handed
you?
Me mine.
So you got yours is good, probably.
Yeah. Actually, London is not alone. So Bestie Sid is getting married in October. And first of all, her save the dates got completely lost. Like people were not getting them. She sent them out months ago.
Like, I never got mine.
I just got mine. You might have gotten one, but maybe not in the mail.
I got something about dog bite awareness. That's all I know.
Yeah. But her issue was, you know, she made her envelope and everything super like aesthetically pleasing, put a lot of time and effort to make it beautiful. But then the only options for stamps, she had to choose between like a super like patriotic I love America stamp or Betty White. And that was the only two options.
America Betty too. White?
Did she go with Betty White?
I don't really know. I haven't gotten my
How
save the date.
Be your only options?
It was terrible. She's That's like, crazy. I literally don't know what to do.
Really?
Yeah.
So
they
two
need
people,
to make better stamps.
Two people have had, ours were pretty, like, we just had a save the date. We did a message in the bottle, like, thing. We made them, like, little
with small, Betty White?
Glass, small glass bottles with Betty White inside. And we did a destination wedding.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't think we did an invitation, though. Maybe maybe we screwed it up. I don't know.
Mine was so long ago, it was Pony Express, so I don't remember.
What went wrong with the wedding invitation, the save the dates? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I feel like of all the things that can go wrong, just throw some stamps on there. Invitation's the easy part. Apparently, June is National Dog Bite Awareness Month.
Who knew?
Duh.
That's your PSA, obviously. Mm-hmm. Terrible time to send wedding invitations that you want to be aesthetically pleasing that you've worked yes. really hard on. When it comes to all the wedding planning stuff, things can go wrong every way. But I feel like the invitations are, you get these things made, you put a stamp on it, you invite the people you want. Anyone else have something go wrong? AB's maid of honor at the wedding got big old dog stamp awareness
yeah,
month.
Yeah, every single one of her invites she sent out, it says dog bite awareness month on them.
We'll put a picture of it on our Instagram if you want to see this messed up invitation.
Yikes.
Hannah's like, oh my God, my bestie's getting married. She had an invitation issue. Apparently, this is a thing that happens to people.
Yeah, bestie Sid was sending out her like really beautiful, aesthetically pleasing wedding invites, and then she had to choose either like a super crazy patriotic stamp or Betty White's face.
What are people saying on the text line?
Got a text saying all of my wedding invites were returned to me because I did not know if you used a wax seal, you needed an additional stamp, and the mailman dropped them all back off to me with an angry note.
Oh.
The exact same thing happened to my friend.
Oh, no way.
Yes, because the stamp like doesn't cover the cost of how much it weighs or whatever.
Oh, really?
And I didn't know that.
Well, that's,
I don't know how mail works.
First yeah. thought is nobody's coming.
Right.
Like, we all rejected yeah. your wedding. We reject this marriage. Like, somebody yelling out, I don't approve, mm-hmm. Like live at the wedding ceremony.
We just got another one saying, when I was sending out my wedding invitation, I put the postage stamp on the wrong side of the envelopes, and later on, I had to redo every single invitation, over 200 of them.
Oh, wow.
Damn. You better know all of your mail knowledge before you even mess with sending stuff, apparently. This is super intimidating.
This sucks, but Connie's wedding, almost no one knew how to get to the wedding.
Ooh. That is true. It was my son who just got married in May.
What happened?
Three of us proofed these invitations, and we had the wrong address for the venue. We had the courthouse address.
Oh,
so,
no.
Everyone showed up the wrong place.
Luckily, a guest called and said, hey, Connie, I think you guys have the wrong location. I think this is the courthouse. I've been there before to do some stuff. And I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We sent out a, oops, mistakes happened card, and made sure we told the old people.
Oh,
that
that's how you had to correct it? So you didn't redo the invitations. You had to send a whoopsie text.
Yep. So, and everyone was there.
There are people
cool.
still waiting at that original location yeah. going, yeah. where's the wedding? Come on.
Grandma's still sitting there. Like, yeah. Oh, I'm not going to miss the big day. Thanks so much for the call, Connie. Sarah, what happened at your wedding? What was the big mistake?
So I have a story about the venue, not okay. the invitation. So I got married back in 2015 at the History Museum, and the reception was in the main hall, like below the plane. And so at the time when you book everything, like you have no idea what the exhibits are going to be. You have no control over that. Mm. And so I showed up the day before to drop off all the supplies. And there was a World War II exhibit in the main hall, so there were swastikas everywhere.
Oh, no.
No!
Like, this is your theme?
No!
Like, this is your theme? As you walk in, like, oh. Wow, I like the decor.
Oh.
I was shocked. I mean, you can't do anything. And so there were banners, like, in the main room because it was one of those special exhibit rooms off the main hall.
There was a banner in the main room,
wow.
too?
In the main room. The whole back side of the museum was a giant banner, you know, like those giant, like, 20-foot
ones. We know,
ones,
yeah.
That one. And so I walk in there, was just like, can we, like, flip these banners backwards or, like, move
do
them?
Anything?
And
yeah.
So they were really gracious, and they, like, kind of awkwardly, like, flipped one, the main one in the main hall, like, up so you couldn't see it, and then the other ones we just sort of avoided photography.
I was gonna say, wow. You better slip your photographer a 20 or
yeah.
something. And
I mean, the dog bite awareness month is looking better and better.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.